We've got Daryl coming up in 20 minutes. We'll talk about this Browns-Steelers matchup. We also have to get into the stakes for this game. But big game last night, the Cavs lost. I think the general sentiment by Cavs fans is because they got back in the game and they pulled it within three. That's what they lost by. That they still felt like they met the measuring stick, even though they didn't clear that bar, even in the loss. Do you agree?
100%. And what's interesting is that if we would have just, if halftime was the game and that was it, and then you just matched them for third and fourth quarter, Nick, I don't know what the vibes would have been like today.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because I really struggled with that first half. That was really uninspired basketball.
I was already getting ready to have the conversations. I think we would have just been like, oh, well, Boston just plays a different style of basketball than we do. And when they shoot threes, it just is what it is. And then I probably would have ranted about how I hate the three ball these days.
Yeah.
And everything associated with it just because of when Anthony Edwards is taking 13 threes a game, you lost the plot.
Yeah, I mean, like on one hand,
But they didn't even end up shooting that many threes.
Yeah, and I think it was a good game. And I don't think it was a bad loss. It just, I don't love that in that game, the Celtics came out like they had more to play for, and you're the team that was in a strong position if you get that win in the cup. It would have been 16-0. Again, it's not that you lost, but that first half, I think, is something. And when Kenny Atkinson comes out and says, they were just more physical. They just had a playoff intensity, and we didn't.
Yeah.
I would like to know, truthfully, from the Cavs, why that is. Again, not a huge, but I think I don't know. I think you could have won that game if you'd come out with the right intensity, because I think so much of why they didn't win the game is it was so hard to claw back from that deficit that it took all your effort to get there.
Well, and think about it. Oddly enough, we've seen this movie a ton already this year. We've just been on the other side of it, Nick. The Cavs have been involved in so many games where we have a big lead, and third, fourth quarter, you watch the other team claw their way back into it. But what's true about those games is true about the game last night. Even in the fourth quarter, when it got within two, I was like, oh, that was a nice avalanche that happened in the third quarter in particular. But I wasn't thinking, oh, the Cavs are just going to run away with this thing. I always thought it was a game of runs. I always thought it was going to go back into Boston's favor. The same way the previous five games when the Cavs had played bad teams and we had better, you know, leads, and then they clawed back into it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't think they're coming back and winning those either.
I will say, I think they met the measuring stick. They just didn't clear it.
Yeah, which is fine.
I'm actually really okay with that from the standpoint of, now I think it gives us something in the net. What do you have, three games left against Boston?
Mm-hmm.
To go ahead and see, can you take two of those three, right? And what does it look like? Because I think the physicality is the easy thing. I think showing up with the requisite intensity, I think, is the easy thing. And I hope that this is a lesson. Because, again, Cavs have done this a fair amount since, like, win 10. And this is the game that you don't do that in. I hope that is the lesson from here of, I get you're tired. And they do have a chance here. I think they've got four games in the next 11 days. That is a great opportunity to kind of get healthy and just kind of relax a little bit, take some more of that wear and tear off your body. But I hope that that's the lesson that comes out of here, and that you can hang with them. You know, like,
you can definitely hang with them.
And it's interesting because I still don't think Boston played their best game. I thought they had a really nice first half. I thought they out-physicaled you. But by the time you play, maybe not the next time, I expect Porzingis to be back by the next round of games after, I think, the new year.
Yeah.
But, I think that's another thing that I think is really interesting. I don't think you played anywhere near your best game. But I don't think they did either.
I mean, a lot of players had nice nights. Garland, obviously, excluding that conversation.
Yeah, I think those nice nights were improved by the second half. If you look at the box score going into the second half,
but the third quarter is still part of the game. I mean,
I think my point is, I think they had a nice half.
I think Boston had a nice first half. It was a tale of two halves, essentially.
Boston still hung in there. I mean, it's not. I mean, I. It was really
the second quarter that they went away was basically flipped by the third quarter.
Boston had three really good quarters and one bad quarter. I think that's more hot.
Essentially, yeah.
All right. I don't know. I'm splitting hairs with that. 216-474-0092. Did the Cavs still pass the measuring stick even though they took the L last night? Jordan in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, first and foremost, I want to say I listen to you guys every single day. I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
I was listening to the Morning Boys this morning, and I think there was a little bit of an overreaction, and here's why I say that. Yes, Darius Garland had a pretty crappy game, but we got to take into account that we didn't have a Coral, LeVert, Dean Wade, Max Strus. I mean, those are pretty big guys that we were missing out of our starting lineup. And Darius, you know, he makes three more shots. Maybe we win the game. Caris LeVert comes in, puts up his sneaky 12 points. Isaac Okoro comes in, locks down Jason Tatum. I think we have a shot to win at least 4 out of 7 of those games. Obviously, it's four to, you know, close to four, but first to four. But I really think we're selling them short a little bit here in Cleveland, and I think that's just how Cleveland fans are. You know, we don't get the win, and all of a sudden, everyone just starts to converge on them and tell everyone how bad of a job they did. But that's what I got, and I'll let you guys talk about it. Thank you.
So it's interesting you're saying that, because I thought you and I disagreed to what extent to take it to. But I don't think there's any defending Darius's game last night. He was just bad. Like, he just had a bad night at the office. That being said, I did see a fair amount of what Jordan was saying.
Oh, see, I saw the opposite. Maybe we're on... Are you back on that For You section of Twitter?
I am on that For You section of Twitter.
You're back on the For You section.
And let me tell you, shooters were shooting last night.
They were definitely... maybe we played at the different corners of the internet then. I felt like it was just a round of applause. Congratulations to the Cavs for showing you can hang tight. Like, I there was obviously a lot of Garland pessimism, and yeah. I live in that corner of the internet. I do. But I didn't see much from an actual Cavs perspective that was anything but a win in a loss last night.
Oh, see, I think there are people out there who viewed last night as the "see, you're not real." And again, that's just ridiculous. I will say, I think it's kind of ridiculous to say, the Cavs can do it.
I mean, I think the moment Shaq in the postgame show kind of backed up what he said in the pregame show and didn't waver away from that, I thought that was a big testament to the Cavs having a game that showed you can do something.
I think Shaq and Chuck just take differing weeks to say nice things about certain teams, and then they flip back the next week. Because I could have swore two weeks ago, Shaq was like, "They're not a championship team." That's not good, Shaq.
No, he blamed Atkinson, remember? Yeah. A couple weeks ago, he blamed Atkinson. And then last night before, he said they can go to the Eastern Conference Finals and they can beat Boston. And then after the game, he kind of backed that up. Like, he didn't waver from that, where at halftime, I thought he was going to cry in the corner.
And you do not want Shaq to back it up. I'm just going to tell you that right now. But no, I think it's going to be really... Like, again, I think you have three more chances against Boston. But in the end, when it truly comes to hanging with Boston, I think it starts with some of the reasons why you had issues in that Boston series. Some were Jarrett was not there. Some were Donovan eventually got hurt.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, Donovan really was the only guy early in that series who knew the physicality that was required.
Okay, but that series was 5 games and not really even a series.
Yeah. Well, but I think my point is, that's why it's worth paying attention to the first half yesterday. Because now, I don't want to see that again. Because
you're telling me that's a bad thing, Nick.
No, the first half, them not coming out and getting out physical.
That was sarcastic.
Okay, just making sure.
It's like obvious points for 500, Alex. Thank you. You don't want to repeat what happened in the second quarter with Boston
but
again.
Even
like,
in,
yeah.
No, I'm talking about in the regular season. I'd like to see you.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I sounded too sarcastic there. That's on me.
You're hurting my feelings.
I'm sorry about that.
Great point. But I think inevitably, I think everybody's going to say last night, one way or another, yesterday confirmed a lot of opinions, and they're differing opinions. To me, it's like you had a chance to truly prove by playing 4 quarters against them. I give you some credit for last night, but man, I want to see better now. Like, okay, that was cool. That was fun. You made it a game. Happy you made it a game. I think other teams would just have laid down. I think that's a good sign. But now I need to see and what's the next evolution of this? Right? Like, what's the next step? And then I'm going to keep kicking that can down the road and take it to the playoffs until you play them again.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm happy about the game overall. And I think that's all you can really ask for in November. And I'm happy I got to that spot. Odyssey Rewind, I go off on Darius in the 2 o'clock segment. And I mean, there's no need to retouch that.
It's really fun, though. Really
well,
fun.
I mean, yeah. But like for us right now, I think we're good with that reality.
Daryl Ryder, he's part of our new reality. He'll be joining us next. We're going to get his thoughts on the end of the streak. Streakers live on. We'll also get his thoughts on this Brown Steelers game. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.